This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The chance of the U.S. dollar collapsing in a hyperinflation fit of fiat currency printing and leading to the wipeout and ruin of everyone holding dollars, the chance of that happening is 100%. This is Mike Adams here, May 7th, 2020, update for pandemic.news and newstarget.com. Today's topic is, of course, hyperinflation, bailout money. Look at what's happening with the rescue attempts from this pandemic. We now have a universal basic income across America where people are being paid to not work. We have lost workers at the Health Ranger store. We have lost workers. I mean, yeah, they were kind of temporary workers, low wage workers, but they've come to find out that they can make more money sitting at home doing nothing, even though we never fired them or laid them off or anything. They are sitting at home claiming unemployment and making pretty close to the same money they were making with us, except it's so-called free money from the government. Of course, there's no such thing as a free lunch. This is going to end badly. The Federal Reserve is creating trillions of dollars of fiat currency in order to fund all of these bailouts, whether it's the Paycheck Protection Program or the unemployment program or the bailing out of the banks or the purchasing of junk bonds by the Treasury, whatever it is. It's going to end badly because money isn't free. I mean, you can print currency, but you can't create value from nothing. And so the dollar will end. And everyone holding it. And that conclusion has never been in doubt. I mean, look at where we are as a nation. We are a welfare state. We have now generations of people who have grown up learning only how to live on welfare and food stamps. We have an entitlement mentality across the country. We have people that would rather sit at home and collect money than work. They don't even want a career. They don't want to learn a skill set. They genuinely prefer to do nothing. And they think they have a right to an unearned income. And this has long been an idea among leftists and progressives and so on. Universal basic income. Pay everybody money, whether they work or not, so that everybody can afford to live and pay rent and have a cell phone, I guess, and pay a Netflix subscription or what have you, that everyone gets that for free. Except where does that money come from? And why would anyone work? How do you have a functioning economy when people are paid not to produce? It obviously falls apart very quickly. In fact, every universal basic income experiment that has been conducted around the world that I'm aware of has failed. They've all failed because people stopped working. People stopped producing. And when people stop producing, gosh, the grocery store shelves are empty because who's doing the work at the food factories? Oh, that's right, entry-level workers. Who's loading the boxes at UPS like I used to do when I was in college? I worked a midnight shift at UPS loading boxes into tractor trailers in, I don't know, 110 degrees in the summer at a UPS hub. Why did I do that? Because they paid me. At that time, they paid me $8 an hour, which was good money back then. I worked because that's the only way I could get the money that I needed to put myself through college. By the way, and before that, when I was in high school, why did I work at Pizza Hut making pizzas, which I've talked about before? Some very hilarious things happened there, which I guess you have to check some other podcasts for those stories. Oh my God, they're all true. But why did I work at Pizza Hut? Because the government wasn't handing me money for free. I always worked my way through school to buy a piece of junk car, to get around, you know, to buy some food, to buy cheap furniture, whatever. I lived pretty close to the, let's say, lower middle class. How about that? Not quite poverty, but pretty dang close. But I worked my way through school and through college, and then as an entrepreneur after that, and it taught me something. It taught me a work ethic. And yet today in our country, today's youth is being taught you don't have to work. That you're going to get free money out of the sky. Helicopters are going to drop cash over your head. You don't need to work. You don't need a skill. You don't need a real education. You can just specialize in being a snowflake, and you can collect basically a snowflake subsidy check from the government. Here, it's a snowflake subsidy. We pay you to be a victim. Well, you know, that kind of economy is not sustainable for all the obvious reasons. But that's what we have now. We have a welfare economy. We have an entitlement mentality. And we have a military colonization and occupation operation that takes about a third of the national budget every year. Maybe it's more than a third. It's a lot. It's hundreds of billions of dollars. Maybe it's getting close to a trillion at this point. We spend all this money on a military that occupies so many foreign countries that are way outside the realm of national defense. I mean, I understand national defense, don't get me wrong. You know, protect the shores, prevent enemies from attacking us and so on. But why are we still occupying Korea? I mean, do you know how many troops we have stationed in South Korea? Why are we still fighting in the Middle East? What are we fighting over in the Middle East? I mean, it just goes on and on. The three big expenditures of U.S. government money, which is, of course, taxpayer money, is, well, you know, healthcare. That's Medicare, Obamacare, including health benefits for government workers and so on. So it's really sick care is what it should be called. And then it's entitlements, i.e. Social Security for the most part. And then it's defense spending or Pentagon spending. Those are the big three. And the next biggest expenditure is probably interest on the debt. I mean, I'm not looking at a pie chart right now of the government expenditures, but that's a pretty good guess that that's what's next. And by the way, I heard the White House is recommending now that maybe we delay the income tax to December instead of just July. So you know how it was delayed to July earlier so that, you know, people could wait and not pay in April, instead pay in July. Now he's saying, let's delay it to December. I got a great idea. Let's delay it to December of the year 2100. How about that? Why are we paying an income tax when the government can create trillions of dollars anytime it wants? I mean, this is the big question that no one seems to be asking. The 800-pound gorilla in the room. Oh, I thought we were told that income taxes were necessary for the government to have revenue so that it could fund its important functions, such as raiding people who sell raw milk or whatever. But no, it turns out the government can create trillions of dollars any moment that it wants, and it can do it day after day after day. So then, why does the government need our tax money? The answer, and I've covered this before, the answer is it doesn't. It doesn't. Government doesn't need your money. The entire tax system has a different purpose. It's not about raising revenue. It's about keeping you down. You understand? It's basically the same reason that you're under house arrest right now, the lockdowns. It's about keeping you down. The free speech suppression, it's about keeping you down. The attacks on nutrition, the attacks on human knowledge, how Wikipedia has been taken over by Big Pharma to keep America drugged with antidepressants and other toxic chemicals. You know what it's really about is keeping you down. It's all about keeping you down. They don't need your money in Washington, D.C. They've just proved it yet again. They can create all the money they want. They don't want you to be able to vote because the globalists want to control who's in the White House. In fact, people voting for President Trump really pissed them off. And that's when they decided to just mass murder most living human beings with the coronavirus and the vaccine. The vaccine is really the mass murder genocide kill switch. And I think when Trump won the election, that's when they decided that they, the globalists, they've lost control. That a populist uprising might, in fact, overthrow the evil globalists who control the planet through big media and big pharma and big banks and everything else. I think that's when they made the decision that they just got to get rid of everybody. And they found an easy way to do it. Oh, build a biological weapon using taxpayer dollars. The NIH, Dr. Fauci, funneled money into the Wuhan Virology Institute to build and engineer a weapon using gain-of-function genetic insertions, not random mutations, insertions, writing code in the shape of a virus that is specifically designed to attack and exploit human ACE2 receptor cells that are in the lungs. Specific to human beings, by the way, because it's designed to kill humanity. They started building that many years ago, but I think they decided to deploy it when Trump won the election. Yeah, that's when they decided that they can't allow something as important as voting to be determined by voters, because voters might vote in a way that the globalists don't want them to. I mean, look at Brexit and look at Trump. Look at all the other elections around the world that became, in one way or another, the populist uprising of that area. You know, Bolsonaro in Brazil, another great example. The Yellow Jacket protests in France and so on. Basically, the globalists have figured out they've just got to wipe out everybody. And getting back to the end of the dollar and the welfare state that we have in the United States, keep in mind that the U.S. is not solvent and really can't have even a path of getting out of all this debt unless they kill off most of the people who are collecting entitlements. That's why this virus is kind of a windfall for governments, because the more elderly who die, people collecting pensions, people collecting Social Security, and so on, well, the less governments have to pay those entitlements. All of a sudden, they've got basically a windfall because they don't pay benefits to dead people, at least not for very long. I know the IRS sent out, you know, bailout checks to dead people all across America, but have no fear. The IRS demanded that dead people send the checks back because you're not entitled to get them when you're dead. In America, no bailouts if you're dead. You're only allowed to vote for a Democrat. But aside from that, you're not allowed to do anything when you're dead. But death is what they want. Death has become something that's in the interests of the governments of the world. They need mass death so they can achieve solvency. Without mass death, they all go bankrupt very, very soon, especially with all this money printing going on. Oh, wow. You know, the average American right now is so oblivious to what's about to happen. I know that this should probably be a separate podcast, but the thought just occurred to me. The level of obliviousness is truly shocking. People think that their money is safe in the bank. And if you ask them why, they'll say, well, it's FDIC insured. Oh, okay. Well, did you know the FDIC is going to pay off any losses in dollars? We're talking about a collapse of the dollar, which means all dollars, not just $1. When I say there's going to be a collapse of the dollar, I'm not talking about $1 in my hand, obviously. I'm talking about all dollars. So if you still have your dollars, they're just worthless, then there's no bailout coming. You get it? Because let's say you have, I don't know, $1 million in a bank somewhere because you've done well for yourself, right? You got $1 million. And the value of the dollars goes to zero. Have you lost the $1 million in the bank technically? No, it's still there. You can log in and JP Morgan will tell you you've still got your million, but what will the $1 million purchase? Oh, nothing. So there's no collapse to be bailed out by the FDIC. In other words, you're going to get your money. It's just not going to be worth anything. Yeah, you're going to get your pension check. You're going to get your Social Security. It just won't be worth anything. And people have no clue, no clue, mostly because they haven't studied history. They have no idea that this same thing has happened again and again and again. It's the oldest, practically the most boring story in history because it just keeps happening over and over again like a broken record. And yet every new generation of people are, you know, once every few hundred years, the whole thing happens again. And everybody acts so shocked. Oh, my God, how could this have happened? Why don't you read, I don't know, just let's say 2,000 years of history. Just 2,000 years of history. The history of the Roman Empire, the history of Western Europe, the history of the Middle East, the history of even Egypt. You could go back more than 2,000 years. History of China, whatever. How about the history of commerce during the Roman Empire, commerce with Egypt, and the use of money and taxation and so on. I mean, these stories have been repeated. The collapse I'm talking about, fiat currency, money printing, you know, all throughout the history of the world. How could this not be the outcome? How could you possibly be surprised? And the answer is they don't study history. Because it wasn't on reality TV. If it's not on TV, today's people don't think it's real, I guess. I don't know. Was it on Netflix? Actually, there are some documentaries on Netflix that will teach you this. It's just people aren't watching those. Too busy watching Narcos or whatever is the most interesting at the moment. But make no mistake, there is a 100% chance that this will end in the collapse of the dollar. And the upshot of all of this, which maybe I should have just skipped this whole thing and said this at the beginning, is buy gold and silver, physical, have it in your possession. End of story. And you will survive this. If you don't have gold and silver or land, as I've said before, then you're going to get wiped out. If you do have gold and silver or land, then you might get through this, but society will largely collapse around you. And it is also kind of dangerous to be the one person that's well off when you're surrounded by people who are wiped out. And that's a whole nother discussion, but maybe we'll get to that at some point. Gold and silver is the answer here, folks. The dollar will meet its end, and probably sooner rather than later, thanks to all the bailout currency printing that we're seeing right now. Trillions! It's trillions! Every week, it seems. Why are we paying taxes? Makes no sense. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, newstarget.com. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.